for many years now, they've had to face this uncertainty around aquaculture licences at various locations across Ireland. These processes drag on without any time limits, and that means that they cannot really plan their business as well as they'd like and access new markets. And of course, what we're most concerned about as public representatives is the fact that, you know, so much of the economy of the Fannet Peninsula relies on this company, so we need to do what we can to resolve these matters.
Now, there is also, of course, the parallel side of some tensions within the community and people within the community concerned about fish farming and aquaculture. There's a balance to be struck. There is legislation supposedly in the works to do that, but it's very, very slow. You want to see that sped up?
Absolutely. I mean, people have a right to object. But the difficulty right now is that the application process facilitating those objections continues eternally. And either side to the dispute cannot have an outcome. But in terms of, you know, Harvest 2020 and the desire of the Minister for Agriculture and the Marine, Simon Coveney, to develop the industry, it cannot be done while we have this ridiculous scenario with these license applications dragging on. So what I'm calling for is a change of culture urgently within the department, and also, if necessary, for the government to bring in place legislative change to resolve this. You know, it's unthinkable that those jobs in Fannet will not be secured moving forward, and that's also unthinkable that it would be a government department's bureaucracy that could create that. So we need to sort it out.
How many jobs do you believe could be on the line if this isn't resolved?
Well, there's about 150 jobs in that area that rely on that. I mean, anybody who knows Fannet Peninsula knows that there is a huge reliance on marine harvest. And we need to ensure that those jobs are protected. Unfortunately, this winter, many of the workers will be on temporary leave due to the difficulties that are ultimately caused by the delay in getting these licences pulled through. So we need to sort it out, and we need to protect. I mean, Donegal's struggling enough.